So the other night, my wife and I were sitting down watching Jeopardy, as we normally do at 6 o'clock, and to keep our minds alive. And a commercial came on, and it was for Golden Chicken. They've got this new chicken sandwich. It was just gorgeous. And actually, Debbie turned to me, and she said, "That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." I said, "You know, the funny thing is, I'm talking to the guy that shot that commercial in a couple of days." She said, "Well, tell him I want one." Mike Sullivan is CEO of Loomis, the agency that does all sorts of interesting commercials, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
So that is a true story. And the thing is, that's an art, because I have seen there is some food, and I'm not going to mention Sonic by name, that puts food on, and it's just, I say, I wouldn't eat that. It doesn't look good. What's the magic? How do you do that?
Well, you're right. It is part magic, part art, for sure. Well, the first thing, David, is you've got to build a product that is beautiful. I mean, you know, truth in advertising is a thing. You know, if you are selling products that don't reflect and look like the product that you're advertising, I mean, there's an old saying in this business: nothing kills a bad product quicker than great advertising. And so while we do put a lot of love and care into prepping the products when we shoot them, they are depicted as accurately as we can possibly depict them.
Well, you have to do that, because there have been a bunch of lawsuits. I think, was it Burger King? I think lost a lawsuit, was getting sued, and some others were getting sued over because they showed these big hamburgers and they weren't in real life. They weren't as big.
Yeah. 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 And while I don't know a whole lot about that particular suit, I can tell you the way that we keep our clients out of trouble with respect to that is to, again, really promote products from a visual standpoint that really do reflect what the product looks like. And I'll tell you, like for Golden Chick, for example, one of the ways we got around that over the last 4 or 5 years is we've had a campaign that is what we call a man on the street campaign.
Right.
So it's actual products being served to customers. You're getting real reactions in real time, and you can go and pull through a drive-through and get a product that looks just like that. And so that's a great sort of creative way to get around any hyperbole, if you will.
Well, but it also, I mean, it makes the point of difference among, you know, a lot of people that have chicken sandwiches and that sort of thing. And I guess that's your job, is to make that point of difference. And I was looking through some of your customers, you know, from the past and present, Container Store and Hager Slacks and Papa John's, Texas Oncology. Now that's an interesting challenge, I would think, because that's not something where you can, you know, you can't drop a jingle or something or other and promote Texas Oncology.
Yeah, no, that would be wholly inappropriate. But for something like Texas Oncology and the people who are doing just such incredible work with that organization, you know, our job really is to simply make people aware of the brand and their expertise. You know, they're really they're up against folks like MD Anderson and Sloan Kettering and some of the really sort of the best in the business. And Texas Oncology is one of the best in the business as well. And so our job there is to simply make sure that people understand that they are a great option should they be diagnosed or someone they love be diagnosed. So the job there is to simply build awareness, and then at point of need, they become what we call an evoked brand, a name that people recall and go, yeah, that's a place that I know delivers great, best-in-class care.
So tell me about business right now. I everything in my business and corporations that I talk to and CEOs, they're saying, and especially a lot of them in the retail business, say, you know, people are pulling back. They don't really know. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. We're pulling back. And sometimes that filters all the way down into marketing and advertising, is budgets be, you know, sort of get put on hold because they can.
Yeah. So, yeah, advertising can be a leading indicator. In this case, it might be a lagging indicator. I can tell you that we're not seeing pullbacks just yet. And we're not seeing pullbacks at the consumer level just yet either. And so I don't want to forecast any doom and gloom here, but our QSR brands are all doing great. So that tells me that the average consumer is healthy and is still spending. You know, things could change. You know, I don't have a crystal ball for sure. And I think everybody is sort of nervous with respect to what's going on more broadly from an economic and political standpoint. But right now, things are humming along and we haven't seen any discernible changes in consumer behavior.
I think of Loomis as a regional agency, and I mean, I know there's some national accounts, but regional. But you're in a good region.
This is true. And I've always said this. I mean, we're in Texas first and foremost. And, if you go all the way back to the housing recession back in 08, 09, I tell friends who are outside of this region, it's like the rest of the country got pneumonia and we got a head cold, and I think, we just having the wind at your back in a growing economy, you really can't underestimate the just how great that is for business. So very pro Texas, very pro Southwest for sure.
Well, and you've been doing this for 25 years there, so you've been through a lot of cycles. Tell me about the cycle for talent right now, because that's you've got to stay fresh, you've got to have good people working for you. Are people going into your business still?
I think that people are still going into the business, but there are lots of industries. For at least a decade now, the big consultancies have been pulling on our traditional talent pools. So people have been opting for careers, with consultancies, other ad agencies for sure. Ad tech has become obviously huge,
What
and
ad
it's
tech is
growing.
that? Is that social media? What is
The
it?
technology, it's social media, it's media, it's measurement tools, it's research. Ad tech shows up everywhere in our space now, and so it's pulling brains in those directions as well. Kids that might have come into a traditional advertising career now get into coding, that sort of thing. Developing apps, app development is huge. And yeah, back to social media, those organizations tend to pull a lot of talent, a lot of really creative kids. And then of course, and we're all staying tuned, what is AI going to do to the industry and what is it already doing to the industry? There will be some displacement, anybody's guess on how much, we like to say that AI is not going to take your job, but somebody who really knows AI is going to take your job. That may or may not be true long term. We'll all wait and see. But
But
that's
you've seen
definitely.
that now. You've seen that for a while. I mean, in making, television ads or well, I mean, for pictures also. There's computer generated imaging has been around for a pretty good while. Does AI take this to another step, do you think?
Oh, it takes it to a much different step, and
Really?
if you think about it, generative AI has only been available for maybe 24 months now. I think it was October of 23, maybe 22, where it came in, and so it's a tool. It's certainly there are people who can speak more authoritatively on the topic than I can, but it is a major disruptor, and you could look down into the future and see a time maybe where an Adobe platform might be able to do a lot of the things that a traditional agency, and I say traditional meaning digital agency at this point, can do.
But everybody's on equal footing right now, aren't they? Because but it's
Oh yeah.
since this is brand new.
Nobody has this figured out, David. Nobody has it figured out. If they say they do, I'd be highly suspect. It's but one of the things I love about the agency business is that we are always on the forefront of disruption. We led the world with digital adoption, and we're out ahead of software as a service organizations on AI adoption, or we're there neck and neck. And so you've got a lot of curious, creative people in this industry. They'll figure out how to work with it, and the solutions will be interesting to watch.
Social media had to be a great disruptor for your industry.
Huge disruptor, and the fragmentation of media, and then the follow-on fragmentation of audiences, where you find people, the behavior, how they are using media, it was a complete game changer. It's interesting because you only have to go back 5, maybe 6 years, and marketing directors were wondering if they even needed, social media. Is it something that's important for my brand? And now it's just a given, it's table stakes. Of course you do. This is where your audience are. Wherever the eyeballs are, that's where advertisers want to be. And it's a competition for attention. We live in an attention economy, and that's shrinking all the time. So the game keeps speeding up.
Well, until they get scratch and sniff on Facebook or something like that, I don't think you can beat that cinematographer. Whoever he is, you hang on to him that shot that chicken sandwich for Golden Chick. Because I mean, that was art. That was absolute art.
I'll pass along the compliment. Thank you.
Mike Sullivan, CEO of Loomis, our guest today. It's good to speak, good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.